One of the programs run by the Rescue Outreach Mission of Central Florida is transitional housing. It's specifically for families that are on the path to self-sufficiency. The agency was approved to receive a U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development grant to support the program, but the money is delayed by several months. Executive Director Andrew Powell says that puts 17 families with a total of 30 children at risk.
It was a major concern for us. The cost impact is somewhere between $16,000 and $18,000 per month.
The shortfall is now being offset by the Heart of Florida United Way, which is giving 15 area agencies an advance on funding it would have normally given them in the next 6 months. The advance area-wide totals $750,000. United Way CEO Bob Brown says it's a really bad time for the HUG grant holdup to hit because people are still struggling despite the improving economy. Last year, the United Way received 165,000 calls for help.
We're almost on the same plane this year. People who don't know what to do, 50% of them are unemployed. And so the homeless service providers are running at full in almost all cases.
HUD says administrative changes are behind the funding delays, but it expects to pay the grant money within the next few weeks. I'm Alicia Mandigo, 90.7 News.